Welcome to Topic Sports, the NBA and NFL talk show. I'm your host, Zach Bowman. So, enough of me talking, let's get into it. So, right now, it's a hard time for everyone trying to get their team through the playoffs, regular A seed or first seed, third, you know, we're about to get into. And I know I say I'm an NFL and NBA NBA and NFL talk show, but I just want to talk about the NBA right now. I don't really want to get into the NFL, even though they do have the draft coming up very soon. I just want to explain the playoffs, explain what people are getting their heads into, what people are thinking that they're that's right and thinking what's wrong. And I know you guys are all listening to the big, like, Undisputed, all that big, but we need to hear from what's the people are talking about, what the people are really getting into, not just you know, the big radio top guys, like the people who just, you know, just sit down and watch a TV and just watch the game and not really get into it. Just, you know, sit there. They're not leaning to one team, leaning to another team, just sitting and getting there and just watching. Make sure you drop a comment down below so I can really hear what your thoughts are on this episode. And, you know, just really know what I need to do to fix my episode or get, you know, better views. And of course I'm not just doing this for the likes or the money and all that. I'm just doing it so to know what you think. Let's get into it. So the playoffs right now, you know, two amazing games. A weird game last night. The first half of the Pistons game really was all Pistons. And then the second half, you know, the Pistons slow down because they're playing a top-tier team. And they end up getting that last night. And then Sunday, the Indiana Pacers end up getting out, which I know I'm an Indiana Pacers fan, so that really took a toll on me, but it was expected. Celtics move on to the second round, and the Bucks move on to the second round, which was expected. And really, the talk was of last week was the Golden State versus Clippers, how the Clippers ended up pulling up from a 31-point deficit and beating the Golden State Warriors. And everybody on Facebook, Instagram, everyone was saying, oh, the Clippers are back in it. The Clippers have a chance. The Clippers are going to come back and beat the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are going to lose in the first round. Stop. I need you to stop saying that because it's not happening. Don't get your hopes up on any of that because it's not happening. First of all, get your head out of the under a rock. I mean, it's not going to happen anytime soon. The reason is, do you know who the Golden State Warriors are? The best team. They've won like the past 3 out of 4 championships. And you're saying they're going to get out from an AC team or an AC team. Really? Like, that's disrespect. And honestly, that was, it's just insane because, of course, yeah, they locked down Kevin Durant that game. They had some good plays. They were able to distribute the ball, but it's not like the Golden State Warriors weren't doing any of that. They just simply sat out their guys and put in not any top-tier guys, just put in some, like, late second-rounders from the draft and expected their, like, the Clippers' best players to not come back and, you know, they're of course going to score more points. You're putting in some, like, late second rounders, some pull-ups from the G League against some, like, first rounders the Clippers were getting. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with his passing, his long arms. You have one of the best lockdown defenders of the league. And they're going against some, I can't even, like, that's insane, of course. And, you know, you would think, well, once they catch back up, then you can put back in your Steph Curry. But those guys were already, you know, they were settled down. They got comfortable. And That happens with almost every single team. You see that happen with every, like, you. It just happens with everyone. Happens with the OKC Thunder, which, yeah, that's of course expected. It happens with the Pacers, the Lakers, which the Lakers weren't that good, but it's happening with the. With the Nuggets, the Bucks. It's just the best teams settle down because they have, even the worst teams, they settle down because they have a lead and they, come back and end up winning because the other team, the team that's up, gets way too comfortable. And once they put their players back in, they're like, oh, they scored a three, we're still up by 18, or they scored a three, we're still up by 10. And then it's like a 5-point game. Oh, we're still up by five. It's a 2-point game. Oh, we're still up by two. We just have to go down and score and keep the 2-point lead, right? No, yeah, we just have to keep the 2-point lead the rest of the game. We're good. It's a 2-point game. Who cares? And then that's when the other team really, really, really starts to come back and beat out the other team because the other team has settled down. That's what happened with the Golden State Warriors. Sure, they had Kevin Durant locked down almost the whole game. Sure, he only had eight attempted shots, but it doesn't matter. You still have three other top-tier athletes. And I understand DeMarcus Cousins got injured that game. It was a rush, but it doesn't matter. You have three other top-tier guys. It didn't mean anything that Kevin Durant got locked down, and you still have Steph Curry, which could have won the game for him in the end. You still have Draymond Green, a really good rebounder and passer, and can shoot the ball, not consistently, but he can shoot the ball when the team needs him, and he can rebound when the team needs him, and he can shoot when the team doesn't need him. But he's a very, like, these are very top tier all stars. They have a pretty much a full all star roster. They should be killing this team right now. And when you sit out, when yeah, they were, and then you sit out and you bring these random guys that pretty much like G League pull ups, who like first time playoffs, or these guys who just got into the league, barely second rounders. Like a 54th pick, something like that. You're not gonna expect them to be able to beat out a top tier team, and that's where that's the only reason why the Golden State Warriors got beat, because they settled down and they weren't able to put any sort of fight up against the Clippers once they got a roll going, and even though they put in their players, which should have pulled ahead, there was no excuse for. There's it's the only time you're gonna see the Warriors lose. So, the people are saying, "Wow, the Clippers are going to win the whole series." That's not happening. It's a 3-1. The Warriors are about to pull out another a 4-1. Like, it's just not happening with the Clippers. The Clippers, pretty much, they're not gonna go anywhere. The fans who are saying that are the fans that probably didn't watch the game, don't have anything to do with, apparently don't know anything about basketball. Let's go into the Nuggets and versus Spurs, and really the talk of the behind the scenes talk of the whole playoffs. You've seen it's 2-2 now, some amazing basketball and some terrible basketball is getting played there. Really, what's happening is the Spurs aren't showing up defensively, and offensively, we see them scoring sometimes. We see their defense show up. We've seen DeMarcus Aldridge. We haven't seen DeRozan. We have not seen him show up. We haven't seen a 30-point game from him. We've only seen like 18, 19, which he has to score more, but I'm just saying this right now. I'll bet money on this. The Spurs are going to win. That's just a straight fact. The Spurs will win. And most of you guys are going to say, well, that's not true. The Spurs aren't going to win, but the Spurs are going to win. It's just pure evidence. I mean, you have, when DeMarcus Aldridge is at his best, he's picking up 22.3 points. And right now, he's at his best, so he's picking up 22 points. If DeMarcus DeRozan shows up, which he definitely will in these next game when it's very close, he's going to score more aggressively. He's going to shoot the three better than he has, which he's already doing okay. And he's going to adjust to playing the Nuggets. And that's just what the Spurs are good at. They're good at adjusting to the team and just, you know, beating him out in the second half when they are most needed. The Nuggets are, like, they just don't have guys that can shoot the ball consistently. If they want to have a chance, which we've seen Jokic show that he can shoot the ball, he can be a really good top-tier athlete, and we can see Murray has this part where he can score the ball very easily, he can be a really great passer, but he just hasn't showed up this playoff. We've seen that, but that's in the regular season. We've seen him, but it's playoffs where it counts the most. But he hasn't, none of those, we've seen Jokic show up one half games. We've seen Murray show up one game, but we haven't seen them show up all four games. And that's what you have to do. You have to beat a team four times. And I don't think the Nuggets can, I'm sure of this, the Nuggets don't have a chance if they don't have Murray showing up and shooting the ball consistently. And yeah, they've won with Jokic showing up, but if he doesn't show up, and we've seen it, well, he put up a triple-double. He had 14 points. Yeah, well, the triple-double doesn't mean anything when you lose, obviously. He has to put up 20, 25 points in order for the team to win four games and win four games against this great Spurs team. And sure, the Spurs aren't playing that great, but they, you know, they've had their times where they haven't played great, and the Nuggets have had their time where they played amazing, but the Nuggets simply can't win against. They've gotten lucky a few times. You just can't win when you're not shooting good around the arc. You're not shooting good in the paint. You're missing easy shots. You're just not able to make buckets. And when Jokic scored good, Murray is able to shoot consistently, pass great, and Jokic can rebound the ball, which he does greatly. Some games he hasn't, but when he's able to do what he does, they beat the Spurs easily. And honestly, the Nuggets should win this. They should, but they just can't. They're not used to the playoffs, of course. They haven't been in the playoffs for a very long time, but I think if they have a chance, it's with Jokic. And if Jokic can shoot the ball, if Murray can handle the ball well, take care of it, pass it, and at least put up 15 to 20 points a game, they have a chance of winning the series. I don't expect them to do much in the second if they end up winning, but I'll bet money on this. You can't count the Spurs out of it, of course. My prediction is the Spurs will go on to win this one, and they'll lose again to a bit. That's my prediction, but you can't count the Spurs out of it. You just can't. It's a fact.